The city of Rock Hill launched a new free bus service in July, with four loops beginning and ending in downtown. Planners decided to use electric buses, making it the first bus system in the country to go electric from the start. WFAE's David Borax took a ride and has this report.
Rock Hill's new My Ride service began July 1st. It's free and operates all day long on four fixed loops. They run about an hour each and connect downtown with businesses, social services, a shopping mall, Winthrop University, and Piedmont Medical Center. In the first month, it averaged 2,500 passengers a week, which is in line with projections for the summer months, says CEO Eric Hawkins.
We get compliments every day as far as I can now get a job. I can get to the doctor's office. I've never been to this part of the city, and now the bus is carrying me to this part of the city.
He says once Winthrop University classes resume and summer ends, he expects 4,000 or more riders a week. Stacy Williamson likes having a bus in town to get to appointments or take her son places.
There's so much that you can do with the bus system now. Rock Hill now is like a mini Charlotte.
All the buses stop regularly at Rock Hill's new transit hub, a series of bus shelters next to Laurelwood Cemetery. My Ride's buses are in addition to York County's reservation-only ride service, which charges $2.50 each way to get people to work or appointments. It's also not Rock Hill's first attempt at a public bus system. A couple of decades ago, the city contracted with a private company, but it didn't catch on, says city spokeswoman Katie Quinn.
Now, Rock Hill is a very different place than it was 20 or 30 years ago, and it's even very different than it was 15 years ago. So I think that now we've got the population and the amenities that people need and want to get to make this a success.
About 74,000 people now live in Rock Hill, up from about 50,000 20 years ago. Rock Hill will spend $1.7 million on the bus system this year, not including the buses. The city's getting help paying for the system from Winthrop, Piedmont Medical Center, and Family Trust Federal Credit Union, says Hawkins.
This is a free system, which is very rare in any city. Brand new buses, it's 100% electric. So the city of Rock Hill is really doing something that a lot of cities haven't done yet.
Hawkins started in February, joining My Ride from Asheville, where he was safety director of a system that also just introduced electric buses. In Asheville, hilly terrain has drained batteries quicker than expected. But Hawkins says so far, Rock Hill's buses have performed exceptionally.
They're doing a lot better than we had projected them to do, which is always a benefit. To leave a bus on the road longer than projected, you know, it's a benefit for the entire operation.
Rock Hill's buses are from a California company called Proterra, which has a plant in Greenville, South Carolina. Proterra CEO Ryan Popple says improvements in technology make electric buses suitable for at least half the routes on U.S. bus systems.
The energy storage capability of the batteries and the range of just your average bus has gone up every couple years.
He says 5 years ago, Proterra's buses had a maximum range per charge around 50 miles. Now they average from 150 to 250 miles, depending on the battery size. Rock Hill has seven buses. Four are on the road at any one time, with the other three taking over when a bus gets below a 30% charge. Hawkins says they take 4 to 6 hours to fully charge. My Ride is changing the way people get around in Rock Hill. Rider Corey Feely says he used to walk everywhere, but now he's a regular rider.
It's very beneficial to me because I don't have a car. So it takes me to places I need to go. I hope it lasts.
My Ride CEO Eric Hawkins says he wants the system to grow.
We have four routes. To service the entire city of Rock Hill is going to take a lot more buses, a lot more manpower.
Hawkins already has a list of potential new stops, including the Carolina Panthers' planned practice facility in Rock Hill. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Rock Hill.